OddsTrader.com studio, Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info you need. Real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats, in-game tracking tools. Compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses. OddsTrader.com. How fun is this? What a great job, huh? Great company. Good people we work with. Always on the ball. The best setup in the business. Great people here at Circa. We got basketball coming up in 2 hours. The madness is upon us. What happened yesterday in the Horizon League? Oh, my God. NBA's been fun. It's been a great hockey season. Starting to see things get back to normal. You know, in some places, at least fans are back in these arenas. And fingers crossed, everything. You're right. This was the anniversary. You're coming up here.
Yeah.
But this has been phenomenal.
It's funny you say that, what you just said right now. I thought about it yesterday afternoon when I'm watching games at 2 o'clock. If I go back to when I was 15, 16 years old, every year around this time, I could not wait to skip school to go watch championship week.
I've never been so proud of my mother when she called in sick, called me out, said, Paul can't make it in the next couple of days. Yep.
So if I can fast forward, 25, 27 years, whatever, and we bet on sports and we talk about it on TV and radio for 3 hours every single day, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I thought about it the other day and I was like, wow, quite lucky.
Imagine if we were able to bet and we knew what we were doing, or had at least an idea of point spreads and totals back when college basketball was the nuts, when all these guys would stay for 4 years.
Oh my God.
What it was like, right? Before the early exits and everyone was on television.
Sure.
And a guy, I'd rather go to a mid-major and start than be the eighth guy at Duke or ACC program, whatever it may be. But what happened? Just look what happened in the Horizon League yesterday. That's an all-timer. I mean, that is an all-timer what happened. The one seed needs a buzzer beater to force overtime, and they win. Oakland wins in triple overtime. You had Northern Kentucky, who was down 5 with 3 minutes, survive, and Detroit doesn't score in the final 5 minutes. And Wright State, the co-champs, lane 14, great season, against a team that came into the game under 500, Milwaukee. They're up 24 with 6 minutes, and they lost the game. And once again, didn't foul with 2 seconds left, up three, and they lose in overtime. But that thing was bonkos.
Huge mistake.
What happened? So three of the four teams survived, but the co-champs and the biggest favorite on the board, there it is, Pat Forte.
Look at that tweet.
Look at this. And Pat's been covering college basketball for 20 years. Wright State blows a 24-point lead in the final 6 minutes. The co-champ banked in a three with 4 seconds to force triple overtime against a team that was 8-14. Northern Kentucky wins on the fourth shot of its final possession, and Detroit couldn't score in the final 3:45. And Oakland wins in overtime. So, yeah, survive in advance, right? We've entered that stage.
By the way, that was one night in one conference.
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
And that was, we had so many other things happen in college basketball yesterday that it was just completely off the rails.
Yeah. The bubble teams continue to vomit on themselves.
Boise State.
Yes, laying 14, lost. Xavier was getting housed. Came back to make it look respectable. They got beat by Georgetown.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. Some of these beats, the Baylor game we'll get to as well. I mean, you had everything.
Mike Palm on the program coming up next. Any chance they can lose a one seed after getting blown out last night?
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Vegas Golden Knights are in first place in the NHL's West Division. They're 13-4-1, have won three straight. They're laying $1.45 at the T-Mobile Arena against Minnesota today, 5.5 under the total. The Maple Leafs have won three straight, plus 26 goal differential, the record of 17-4-2. They're minus 110 at Edmonton, even money, 6.5 flat the total at Rogers Place. Utah laying 2.5 at Philadelphia in a battle of the top two teams of the NBA. 227.5 the total at Wells Fargo Center. The Villanova Wildcats laying 4 at home against Creighton at Finneran Pavilion, 146.5 the total. It's March, so it's time for the madness. Put the VSiN experts to work for you, watching the bubble teams, conference tournaments, and looking for those Cinderellas. Now's the time to start your free VSiN trial to get members-only daily email updates, our upcoming bracket betting guide, and 24/7 coverage. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about. We'll be right back.
It's time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Top of the morning to you. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Polly Howard, downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino every Wednesday. You know what time it is. Wednesdays with the maestro, Mike Palm from right here at Circa, and also the Nuts.
Yeah.
Show you can get right here on VSiN weekdays at 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific. Good day, maestro. What's shaking?
Good morning. Good morning, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, our loyal Messin family. Good morning, Kankakee, Illinois. Peekaboo, Marquis, we see you. Good morning, Bible Hill, Nova Scotia. Everyone listening, watching on RogersSports.net and Aspinwall in the Pittsburgh area. AT&T, we say good morning.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is this question loaded with potential hyperbole? Did the Wolverines last night of Michigan potentially cost themselves a one seed with that blowout loss to Illinois?
Yeah, I don't think so, Mitch. It's one loss at home. They have two losses on the season. I don't know. Illinois is good. I mean, Illinois is really, really, really good. I think they're the second best team in the Big Ten. Amal and I were talking yesterday about NCAA championship futures. I have two. I have Illinois at 20-1. I have Florida State at 35-1. And that's without the Sunmu. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
What
yes.
a defensive performance. I think the three are locked in. I think Baylor, Michigan, yep. Gonzaga are all ones. Illinois, it can probably keep a one seed now through the end of it here if they play well down the stretch. So I don't know. One game for Michigan. Michigan's a really smart team, really high basketball IQ. They defend very well. I mean, they have the best field goal percentage defense in the country. So I'm not really that concerned about Michigan playing a lot of games in a lot of days. Illinois, too, off travel. I mean, I thought it was impressive what they did at Wisconsin on Saturday. That game really wasn't that
Absolutely.
Close.
Absolutely. Yep.
I don't know about you, Mitch. I don't know if Wisconsin really should be a tournament team. They're not good.
I think they completely stink. By the way, to clarify, I was joking with the question. And I said, just because, Mike, there's beyond the top four that you just mentioned, who can you really make a case for? If Michigan would stumble again or a couple of times again, same thing with Illinois. I just don't think that we have a lot of great candidates for one seeds this year.
Well, we don't. And West Virginia, if they could have beat Baylor yesterday, maybe. But if they have a lot of losses, Iowa, there's just too many losses. It's just like a clear line of separation between the top three. And then,
yep.
You know, I didn't really buy Ohio State as a one. I mean, they had a great run of road games. But, I don't know if they're going to be as, you know, their front court's just not big enough. They get exposed when they play teams with height. So, yeah, I think it's a pretty clear top line.
Okay. Can you update us? Are you guys sold out here everywhere Friday and Saturday in terms of the pool and the book and all the tables?
Yeah, the Saturday's got a couple of, I think a day bed or two left and some standing room seating. Friday's completely sold out in the book, completely sold out at Stadium Swim, and Saturday's going to be there, you know, maybe by Friday this week.
Have you noticed, is the casino and the resort itself picking up, you know, throughout the week? On weekends, it's been really good here over the last, you know, couple of months or so. But as, you know, more people get viruses, it seems like McCarran Airport last weekend was filled when I saw people leaving on Monday, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the weekends are starting to be what we thought they were going to be anyhow. I mean, Saturday night was incredible there. They had the UFC fight. I mean, they were packed to the sports book and on the overhang and the underhang, watching like it was an NFL playoff Sunday. I mean, it was just really good. I mean, the slot head count's very, very high, you know, close to 500 machines in play and tables are hopping. So, I mean, the weekends are so strong. Weekdays, still hit and miss, Mitch, still hit and miss. As March comes, though, obviously we're going to be helped by the conference tournaments. We're going to be helped by a midweek St. Patrick's Day that will help us, and then, of course, the tournament.
How often do these big jackpots hit? I know this gal hit that for $56,000 in the high limit on a $7 bet. Incredible.
Yeah, I think so. We have a lockup at $50,000 where, you know, you need another override. I think we've had five over 50 since we opened. Two of them were Keno, were 132,000. Seven out of eight on four-card Keno playing, $5 a card at four. $5 at four units a card. So it's a $20 card, 7 out of 8. Same guy hit it twice, once in December and then once in February, 132,000. And then three random jackpots of over 50. So pretty good. I mean, over 10, we probably get, at Circa, we probably get, I don't know, 5 to 8 a day, depending on the day, of over 10.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you mentioned the airport too, and it tied into jackpots. You saw this lady win 300,000 on the Wheel of Fortune at the airport before her plane was going to take off. And we kicked it around about, you know, what if it was only 1500? Well, this is the last flight out. You're about to, would you miss? How does that work? Do you ever see jackpots that go unclaimed, or does something happen? If you can take us through that.
Well, the biggest problem is the people don't have their ID on, right? I mean, they don't carry it. So they don't have an ID. Or here's the thing now with COVID. So many people didn't renew their driver's license, right?
Yeah.
Because the DMVs were closed. But now the DMVs are open in most places. So we have to go. If the guy has an expired, the lady has an expired license, you have to go state by state and look. Is it still a grace period, or should they have renewed it or not? And since they haven't renewed it, they have to get a valid license in order to claim their jackpot. So that's a more common thing. Now they're in a state where the DMVs are reopened and they never took the time to go do it. So, you know, they may not claim it until they come back their next trip.
Oh God. How long does that process take? So it can actually take that long. I was going to say, all right, wow. So that you would hold that for them.
Yeah. We put it aside. You put the jackpot amount aside in the cage. And then when they come out, they bring their, new valid ID, then they can claim it.
That happened. I was watching the playoff hockey with them at Bar Canada, and I was in the high limit, and this girl next to me hit a Keno jackpot. She didn't have her ID. She goes, I have to go. 2 hours later, it's still flashing jackpot, and I never saw the girl.
That right?
Yeah. So what happened here? I mean, if she doesn't come back, that's it. She can't claim it.
Yeah.
And she didn't have her ID on her. Very good. Let's also take care of some business. And by the way, Mike Palm, our guest, watch the nuts every day. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Feason. CircaLasVegas.com. If you're coming to town, whether it's for the Madness or the Masters, go to Stadium Swim. Come out here to the book. How important, this took off last week on Twitter. And I know Vital Vegas tweeted about it, and he was, unbeknownst to him, you're doing this. Explain how important this is, what tier matching is.
Yeah, so we rolled this program out, Mitch and Paul, January 1st, but we put it together, you know, in October and November when we first opened. I got so many emails because I oversee the host from people that, hey, I'm a 7-star. Hey, I'm a noir. Hey, I'm a this. I'm a chairman. I'm a president. You know, your tier level at all these other different casinos in Nevada is what we focused on. And so we introduced tiers when we opened Circa now with the third property. So there's Gambler is your basic introductory level, and then Maverick is the mid-tier level, and Legend's the highest level. So we went and we compared, you know, what qualifies you for the different tiers at all these different casinos, and then try to match it up. So if you're a 7-star at Caesars, you can come in, and we will automatically make you a Legend, the highest tier status here, or whatever it is. If you're a chairman, you're a Maverick, or you, however we match it up, there's a chart. So people can come in and we'll give them the benefits of the tier level, which, you know, is free parking, or for the highest one, free parking valet, preferred seating in the restaurants, you know, like a line pass, things like that, discounts on hotel rooms. The benefits of the tier when they first walk in because they've achieved a tier status at a different casino.
Beautiful.
It's a great idea.
That is. You got to have it. Also, you can all remember this. Only place you can bet on credit, the sports book. Go see Will Case, does a great job for the application. All the properties here, you can bet on credit, and that's huge when you're coming to town for the Madness. How about expansion? I saw Jeff Benson's tweet. What's going on at Circa?
Well, we're doing, you know, we're in different markets. We're going to be in Iowa, summertime probably, with Wild Rose on the agenda there. That'll be like Colorado. That'll be the app, you know, mobile. We'll be mobile there. That's a partnership we've been working on for a few years. Here in town, you know, at the pass on Water Street there, we're going to be there in April, should be, in Henderson. And then Tuscany, of course, we're there right now William Hill was done at the end of February. We're there right now working on doing a little remodel there at Tuscany. They're right off the strip on Flamingo. We'll be open there on March 15th, so a week from next Monday. So we'll be ready for St. Patrick's Day in the NCAA tournament.
Well, very cool. So yes. You brought up, you said Iowa by the summertime?
Yeah, Iowa.
Okay.
Iowa's probably June. We'll be there by summer. We'll be there for the football season for sure.
Do you have any idea, because we have listeners obviously all over the country, and they would do, I mean, they've been begging to basically have access to bet at Circus Sports. Do you know any expansion beyond Iowa that you could maybe share, or other plans, like how many states you might be in the next 18 months to, you know, to 2 years, anything like that?
You know, there's other states that we're talking to. Yeah, you know, some states there's higher barriers to entry, Mitch, with these fees, 10 million fee, this and that, you know, to get in and get a skin. So we're looking at different, I think Illinois, you know, you're on in Marquee is a great market. We're, you know, some inquiries there, just talking things out. And obviously Derek liked to be in Michigan, so we continue to have efforts there, just to name two.
Well, some of the stuff that we've seen, I think North Carolina, they were asking for, what, a 22.5% tax or something like that? It's absolutely ridiculous what some of these states are trying to, you know, pass.
You know, and we have a lower home business model, Mitch.
You're right.
I mean, obviously, you guys, you understand that. So the tax rate's very important to us.
Yeah. All right, pal. You have Fordham and George Washington today at 11 o'clock. You can have a bet on the game when you're live on the air?
Yeah, I probably not. Amal might. Amal likes that. We are going to preview today the A-10 and ACC. Look at value in their conference tournaments. So Amal's pretty big on the A-10. He often bets the A-10, so that's an exciting one for us.
All right, catch you nuts today, 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 Pacific, and every day Monday through Friday. Thanks, pal. Be good.
All right, guys. Good luck.
I think a lot of our viewers or listeners in Iowa just did backflips at their house.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, there you go. No hyperbole today. Sure he'll have it next week. The kid for Cleveland State, big fella. He gets a workout with the knife and fork. He's the guy who kissed it in off the glass to send it to overtime.
And that was his first one of the year?
His first one of the year. He shot it from the parking lot. He kissed it in off the glass. I mean, it's just it's survive in advance, right? I still can't believe Wright State. How do you do that?
I can't get over last night in general. How much actually, it started at 2 o'clock out here with a double bad beat in the West Virginia Baylor game.
Right.
You could actually say three. West Virginia money line, I don't want to call that a bad beat. But for the game and for the first half, there's 1 second left. It's West Virginia ball. They're down by one. They're catching two in the first half. The guy walks on the baseline. He forgot the rule.
Yep.
They turn it right back over. Baylor has a second to get a shot off. They actually get a good look, and it's a three, and it's good.
Yep. God. Iowa State catching 12.5. They're down 12 with 15 seconds. They foul.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Georgia Tech with 64 points, 4 minutes and 47 seconds left, with like an 8-point lead. The total, I believe, was 148.5. They don't score again. It goes to overtime. They scored 30 in overtime. Game goes over the total. How does it, the stretches that we've seen, that game, the Detroit-Northern Kentucky game last night, Detroit with a 5-point lead, 3:45 to play, that was it. They never scored again. And Northern Kentucky had like 4 chances late. They scored with 4 seconds left to go up by 1, and that's the ball game.
Yeah.
And now the value that was available in the Horizon League before last night, again, I had a ticket on Youngstown at 20-1. They lost in overtime in Detroit. They lost like that.
Yep. You were live.
Talking to Sean Hart, he's like, they could have met in the finals.
Sure. Coach Champ goes out, blows a 24-point lead with 6 minutes, and you saw, all those teams were lucky. And it makes it more painful because this is a one-bid league. Now it's just collect the jerseys. That's it.
Right.
Okay, guys, we made it through all this COVID business, and now we'll see you next year. You know, if you're a senior, too bad. That's it.
Oh, that's gotta
might be the last time. Yeah. I mean, imagine if you're Wright State. You're the co-champ. You have a great year. You're up 24 with 6 minutes. All right, we're 2 wins away from dancing. The highlight of my athletic career, possibly.
Yep.
You blow the lead. You're going home. That's it. Season over.
Brutal, man. What was the other one? Oh, the Buffalo game. 94 points in the second half, so it lands at 158.
6-point move on the total. Open 153, close 159, comes 158, 94 second half points.
Wow.
But that you'll see that too. because the team knows this will be, this is their final game. It's win or go home. So the scramble points and the shenanigans with the fouling, and it's just, yeah, okay, well, we're down 10 with a minute. Let's start fouling, and we'll lay it in. You'll make your free throws, and I'll lay it in, and or I'll shoot a three, and I'll foul. I mean, well, it's just, there's no end in sight to it.
At least that one was, you know, some, it was 80 to 78. Why on earth would Iowa State foul?
I don't know. What happened to that program? They're terrible.
Oh, my, what a nosedive.
They don't have a win in conference? What the hell happened?
They were always like a three or four seed in the tournament.
Oh.
Now, they would always fall on their face come March, right?
They would.
Hoiberg and other coaches would be like, oh, really? They lost as a 13-point favorite again this year? Surprise, surprise. But good program. Always win, win a lot of games to be a threat in that conference this year. Boy, oh, boy. Not the same. But if today's anything like yesterday, we're in store for quite the month. And I think Illinois now, they have a clear inside shot at that other number one seed. They have been red hot.
What a win. Great job.
Took that team apart last night.
That was great. They got to do more of this, and I hope they do. Well, we're going to have it regardless because there's so many games. But that 2 o'clock start, and then you get one of the best games of the year with Baylor and West Virginia. And you got, we got basketball in 90 minutes. Yeah.
Bad beats, line moves from last night. Win some, lose some. Coming up next.
Days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with Bet Rivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at Bet Rivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boost, and the most in-play betting options out there. As always, a $250 match bonus, fastest payouts, one-time playthrough. Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Good in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Play SugarHouse.com in Jersey. Must be 21. Not valid in Iowa. Time for win-lose.
Rough night? Good night? How does it make you feel? Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today in Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
All the shenanigans last night. West Virginia first half plus two. They have the ball down one with 1 second. Turnover. Baylor hits a three at the buzzer right in your eye. 35-31. West Virginia. Now, everyone should have won on this game because it opened three here at Circa, and you got as high as 5.5, and it comes five. But still, if you had West Virginia, you always got to do the best number, but if you had West Virginia 5 or 4.5, I mean, that you could see it coming, too. A lot of calls went against them, the charge. Yeah,
absolutely, it did.
They had the lead late. It goes to overtime, and in a great game, Baylor wins by 5. Oakland, Youngstown State over 151.5, gets there because of overtime. Wright State to win the conference, $2.50. Money line, whatever. I mean, up Wright State, anything. If you're a fan, up 24 with 6 minutes, they lost the game. Detroit laying one, led by 5 with 3 minutes, didn't score the rest of the game. Buffalo Akron under, open 153, but up to 159. 94 points in the second half, came 158. Hurricanes Predators over 5.5, empty net goal, 15 seconds. Rangers Sabres over 5.5. 3 goals in the first 2 minutes and 30 seconds of the game. 3-2 final, scoreless third period. Bad for the books, Lightning 160 up to 180, another shutout. Dallas 15-2 to the under, first period run. Suns plus 2 went off a 2-point favorite. They beat the Lakers, even though Booker got ejected. The first place Suns. Yes. Knicks, Spurs under, 216 down to 212. Lose some teams on the bubble. Xavier lost. Boise State, 14-point favorite, got beat. Heat Hawks over 220 up to 224. Not even close, 94 to 80. Knicks plus 3.5 went off a 2-point favorite, routed by the Spurs. South Carolina from 9 down to 6, eviscerated by Arkansas. 101-73.
They are one of the hottest teams in the country right now. Arkansas.
Yes.
Musselman is just fantastic.
At Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram. Always the dog videos. Be a part of the show. Always videos, period. This guy wants out in the worst way. And he's trying to figure out. So how do I get? I can't just jump over. I need to get a running start and a head start. So let me back it up. Beep, beep, beep. And I get the running start. And then it's just coming right into your living room. Murray goes, okay, no problem. He's like, he's scaling it, figuring it out. Little scouting report. And there he goes. And look what they did to the poor dog here. Look at the little fella. I mean, the owner gets the chicken dinner. And then he pulls this this joke on the other guy with the rubber chicken. And look at him. He's all excited. I said, wait a second. What are you doing? Shows him the teeth about how dare you. Not up in here. Can't do that, right?
The dog of the day.
That is ridiculous. There you go. There you go. Never heard of it. All right, there you go. Win, lose. Andrew Brown sent this in. FTM at VSiN.com. I see so many winning tickets. He's a ticket writer. Withheld because of what Mike said in reference to expired / no ID. Sometimes a patron will have to provide ID based on a winning amount. When entered in the computer, it comes up they're banned. No payment on the ticket. Not a fun conversation to have. And one of the few times I've been speechless in 4 years doing this was when Nick Bogdanovich, director of trading at William Hill, said, it's over six figures. Every year it's six figures in unclaimed tickets. Lost tickets,
right.
Unclaimed.
People
don't
come
know.
Here, you March Madness, Super Bowl, whatever, bachelor party. They put in boxing event, whatever. They go out. They go on a bender for the weekend.
Forget about it.
Absolutely.
Lose the ticket.
Lose it.
Don't know the rules.
Yep.
That's big with baseball. Where a rain shortened game,
yep.
Whatever, a total's non-action. If it doesn't go, total's not action, run line's not action. That is astonishing.
Lost their wallet, whatever, the ticket, everything's gone.
Did he say high six figures?
He said, I don't remember that exactly, but specifically remember him saying six figures every single year.
Listen, we'll get ahead of it early. You're coming to town, it's going to be great, but the lines are going to be ridiculous. You've got to get the app. You have to get the app. Number one, you won't lose a ticket. Number two, the lines they line up at 7 in the morning.
Yep. Paul, do you know what? The Horizon League was so good last night. Do you know what the reaction would be today if that was the first day of the madness and those were like the four games going on at the same time in any session? Like, let's say those were the first four games. Well, they were the four night games on Thursday night. Do you know what? They would be the best.
Always great.
3-hour window of college basketball in the tournament ever.
Sometimes we've had a big upset right off the bat. I think it was a couple of years ago. Michigan played Oklahoma State. Everyone was on Michigan. And the kid from Oklahoma State at a 3 at the buzzer to put it on 1?
Yeah. Oh, we've had a zillion of those things.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone lost, even though Michigan won the game, but they didn't cover.
We'll tell you what we are betting tonight in pocket. We have to go. Does plus 350 sound like a possibility tonight in our name-up bets? I'll explain what it is coming up next.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
What are the odds that this is in any way real?
I'd say like 10,000 to 1.
Okay, I'd like 10 bucks on those odds.
If someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything, you take it. If John Mellencamp ever wins an Oscar, I am going to be a very rich dude.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're on.
All right, here we go with our in-pocket plays to recap from last night. Purdue, -1.5, a winner against Wisconsin.
Stay hot, kid.
Decent game. Good game last night. They actually got it done. They won by 4. That was a winner. I'm looking at Clemson +2 today. I'm looking at that game. In fact, it's 2.5 right now at Circa. I might bet that one. Clemson's playing better basketball right now. Syracuse, though, 12-1 at home so far this year. That's on. That's in my queue, let's put it that way. And I am definitely on the Hornets -1 against the Timberwolves tonight. I know they're missing a couple of guys. T-Wolves are 7-28. Hornets are a playa. I like this team. Yeah. They're the 8 seed right now in the East. Ball's the rookie of the year. The Timberwolves are god-awful. I like Charlotte in the game, -1.
Well, look at this now. Villanova opened 3. It's up to 5.5. 3 here at Circa. I think they bounced back against Creighton. They were awful against Butler. 2-27 from 3. Laying 12.5, got beat. It's time now to get on a roll. You're going into the Big East tournament, then the madness. I think you'll see Villanova at the best and a distraction. A big distraction with McDermott now in Creighton. And now no 215 here at Circa. Avalanche to win in regulation, minus 140. They got buried the other night by San Jose. So I think they come out and respond. They're not like their game the other night, that they come back. Let's turn this franchise around. Let's go. If you're a horse racing fan, First Bet's the place for you. Wagering on races at over 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport, secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. All brought to you by ExpressBet. The promo code is Vegas150. $150 match bonus after you bet $150 within the first 30 days. First.com/bet/Vegas for details. Promo code Vegas150. I like the new music. Good.
It was good. Very good.
Let's go to war. See if I can get you two in a row here.
No, not yet. Name a bets. I want to run this by you.
Okay.
At PointsBet tonight, what do you think of the revenge game, James Harden against the Rockets? His point total tonight is 28.5. He's not averaging that this year. It's around 25, but he's nearly average. You know, the triple-double is within range for him. It's 28.5 tonight against this team now with the Rockets, who just, again.
Is that the right term? He wanted out. He asked for the trade.
Yeah.
So, he loved the city. It was just, I want to go to the Nets, and I don't like the direction the organization is headed, and his actions were appalling to get. But I guess that's sometimes what you have to do. I mean, maybe Watson's going to have to do that. But, okay, I want out. Nothing's working.
This narrative of Harden has no chance to win the MVP because of what he did in Houston, quit on his team, will be a thing. We talked about that yesterday with JVT. I'm not so sure. Again, if they're the one seed in the East and he keeps playing like this, and oh, by the way, they are the highest-rated offensive team in the history of the NBA right now, and the Rockets are the worst team in the league without him. Like, legitimately. You can't look at that and say, he's pretty valuable. Maybe he should win the award. Tonight, what's going to be higher? Points, rebounds, and assists. Embiid versus Gobert. Embiid is minus $5. Gobert is plus 350. Gobert averages on the season 14 points, 13 rebounds, and 1.3 assists. So he's averaging around 28 combined points, rebounds, and assists every single night. Embiid, he averages 30 points. So, along with 11 rebounds and 3.5 assists. It's a big ask tonight for Gobert to actually out-duel Embiid, but maybe they can limit Joel to, 17 points, and he gets in some foul trouble, and Gobert takes it down.
The same game parlay we had hit last week at PointsBet, played almost 5-1. That came in. That was Bucks and Pelicans, I think.
That was over Zion, Giannis, and over for the game.
And this is a good game tonight with Portland and Golden State. Points, rebounds, and assists, Curry versus Lillard. That's great.
What do you think of the Warriors being favorites here on the road?
Yeah, I was surprised by that, too. I saw that. That didn't make any sense.
So what are we doing here?
Good. Yeah, you lost yesterday. Let's go. Double or nothing.
Cutting the deck?
Yeah.
And at the end of the month, end of the month is we'll be looking at either the Final Four or the Masters. Yeah. Whoever owes money at that time will put in a bet. Hi?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing? Did you do something? What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
You stacked the deck again?
No, I got the two. I got a deuce. Yeah. What'd you get? Oh, you crushed me. All right, we're 1-1.
What was the smirk on your face for?
What? Nothing.
People love the in-between stuff yesterday.
In-between.
Should we deal some more?
The in-between. Yeah, you were great with that.
I think the radio audience loves it, probably.
What a fun game. I forgot how great that was.
We got to bring that back post-pandemic and have like a card night somewhere. I'm telling you. It's great. Some of the games that I have... games in the Midwest when you're stuck, right? When you're stuck in the snow for 6 months and it's 28 degrees below zero from October. Well, not really, but for 3 months out of the year, all you do is sit there and play cards and you come up with whatever you can.
They won't stop. They keep
entertain
coming
yourself.
In. Not that I'm complaining. Jeff, our golf trips, we would bet $100 on which of our luggage bags would come out first at baggage claim. Sure. Good sweat. That's good
actually
action.
Not bad.
That's good. I like that. That's good action. The other one, I mean, this is it a cry for help? You love action. The guys used to bet on what elevator would get there first. As they're sitting there waiting for the elevator, what's going to come up first? Love it.
We
big
got
at casinos.
Great email last night, and it was a poor job by us. We never brought up the Seinfeld episode. Kramer at the airport.
Oh yeah. What flight will land coming?
Betting which flight's going to land next.
Yeah. Guy accused him of inside information.
Of course.
Pulled the Jimmy Vaccaro.
It's great.
Wouldn't pay off. Yeah, thought he had Kramer at inside information. Was it Newman on the inside? Yeah. That was a great episode.
Very good stuff.
Remember the episode where Kramer gives Jerry like the Knicks laying 30, and Reggie Miller gets kicked out of the game because Kramer got in an argument with him, and the Knicks blew him out.
Do I remember the episode?
Mike the bookie had the ball. Oh, no,
of course. Ask Adam Hill about that episode one time. It might be his favorite line from the show of all time.
Which is what?
It's Elaine who said, "I didn't know Cheryl Brother had a younger brother."
Oh, Cheryl Miller?
Yeah.
Cheryl Miller, the younger brother.
Right, yeah. And it gets completely lost in the episode, yeah. But it's pure brilliance.
I didn't know Cheryl Miller had a younger brother.
Yes.
That is good.
Because it's like Fast and Furious, what's going on. Everybody's in Jerry's living room at the time. It's good. All right, so follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll run down tonight's card coming up next.
Oh, you laid 29 with the Knicks. That's right.
Yeah. You got it, baby. But a lot of games to get into. College basketball again today. If it's anything like last night, it's going to be great. Not a lot of numbers in the NBA, but NHL as well. We'll go rapid fire coming up next on today's card here on Follow the Money.
Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using promo code VSIN2K to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Come on. What a promotion. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and faster rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now. Terms and conditions apply. Got to be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. So my apologies. I was wrong on the Northern Kentucky-Detroit game earlier today. I was reading the game recap last night and the play-by-play, and everything said it happened with 4 seconds left. Northern Kentucky actually beat him at the buzzer. Detroit, again, went the final 3 minutes and 45 seconds without scoring. They had a 69-64 lead, and they were laying 1.5 in the game.
God.
And then there was a mad scramble, like a couple of putbacks, and as the backboard light was going off, the ball was released from the kid's hand. It was good. He did it in time, but it actually happened at the buzzer last night.
Fun night. All the craziness in college basketball, the bubble teams going down, all the bad beats, the Baylor game, what happened in the Horizon. NHL favorites went 7-1. NBA dogs went 5-1. And now we come up and, hey, let's do it again today. Good card. And we got basketball coming up in an hour with the Atlantic 10 getting underway as they flipped weeks with the women's tournament. And Paul Stone made the case for St. Joe's earlier. Well, they played the two games this year against LaSalle were both high-scoring games, hence the 152.5 total that opened up here at Circa, followed by Fordham and George Washington. Toilet bowl. George Washington laying 4.5, and that was they destroyed Fordham in the only meeting, 71-45, way back in December.
I did see that St. Joe's game drop to 1.5 earlier on the show. Now it's back to 2.5, actually, their favorite. Yeah, you're right. He made a good case for that game. I said I wanted to make a case for Clemson, plus well, I'm seeing now 2.5 in this game. So they had a three-game losing streak. They got their doors blown off against Virginia. They lost that game by 35. They lost to Georgia Tech. They were blown out in that game. They lost to Florida State. They lost by 19. That was a three-game losing streak for the team. Since then, they have a win over Louisville. They lost to Duke. That was a blowout. But they've beaten North Carolina. That was by 13. They beat Syracuse by 17. They got revenge against Georgia Tech. They had a couple of games postponed, and now they've beaten some of the weaker teams in the conference the last two games. But they're playing better basketball now. This team was thought of as a decent long shot in the 100-1 range, maybe even a little bit less than that earlier on in the season when they were red hot. Then they had a bad losing streak. Syracuse, again, coming off of a nice win. They just played two nights ago, and they were the better team against North Carolina, 12-1 so far at home on the season, but I like Clemson plus 2.5 in this game tonight.
All right. Wichita, bubblicious game, although they're going to probably have to win this and win a couple games in the conference tournament as Lenardi's got them a 12 seed. They're 3.5 against Tulane. I think the Aztecs, that was too much. It's down to 9.5, taking on UNLV, laying 11. Abilene Christian, Sean Harnish made a good case for them. They blew out Stephen F. Austin in the first meeting. They were with a key player, and he'll be playing today as they open up a one-point favorite. Good games in the Pac-12,
yeah.
UCLA and Oregon, Stanford and USC. Stanford living on borrowed time, a couple of losses, although their leading scorer was out. USC opened up an 8-point favorite. And the other angle, Steve Mackinnon, Mackinac Beaches. Great job in Point Spread Weekly. The Ohio Valley Quarter start today. Belmont should destroy their opponent. But the first two rounds of the Valley have trended heavily over since 2012. It's 70%. The first two rounds of the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament, first two rounds, 70% run to the over since 2012. Belmont in action, followed by Moorhead State and Southeast Missouri State, and that's 130.5 here at Circa.
Mm-hmm. I think the UCLA-Oregon game tonight's going to be entertaining. Oregon's playing some pretty damn good basketball again. They're not bad. Won that game, kind of going away against Arizona the other night. And I don't know what to make of that UNLV game like you brought up.
And you can't forget about the Pelicans, right?
Yeah.
Pelicans are taking on the Bulls at home. 236.5 the total at Circa. The Pelicans are on a 10-1 overrun in the first quarter. And a 24-4-1 overrun for the game.
Mm-hmm.
The Jazz game, the winning streak ended at 10 in a row. The Jazz game first quarter stayed under, but the game still went over. It exploded after that.
Yep.
So that's 236 against the Bulls tonight.
Let me run some numbers by you as DraftKings just reposted some of their Selection Sunday props. To get a one seed, forget about it. Baylor, Gonzaga, Michigan, they're all minus 10,000. Illinois was 5-1. I was making a case for that team earlier in the week, even going back to last week. On the show, on Twitter, they got the big win last night. Illinois is now plus 150 this morning. If they don't get it, again, who's it going to be? Bama is 2-1. Florida State is next up at plus 350. Houston's 4-1. Nova is 4-1. West Virginia, same number. Ohio State plus 550. Iowa 7-1. Like, there are not a lot of great candidates to get that fourth number one seed.
Who can win a conference tournament?
And you know what? Maybe, just maybe, there's still value on Illinois at plus 150. Although I liked them a lot at 5-1. And now they have to make the tournament. Boy, how the number has changed on Indiana. They were even money to miss a tournament on the weekend. Now to make the tournament, the Hoosiers are 3-1.
Xavier was 330 yesterday. Lane 330.
Please post that.
It was crazy.
Huh?
Got beat by Georgia.
It's basically a pick'em.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it anyways. They were barely in before the game, though. And they were at minus 330.
That was a nice plus, what, like 265, I think, before the game yesterday? Georgia Tech to make it now after last night's win, minus 335 to the yes. Lenardi has them, what, one of the last teams in?
What will be higher in championship week? Bid thieves or forfeits? Something that happens and a team can't play and they got them. All right, well, it's a tournament. You're out.
That's a great question.
You like that prop?
It's a good one.
All right.
Belmont's 134 to make the tournament now. Minus 134.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
Uh-huh.
Because they were laying 9 last week against, what was it, Eastern Kentucky. They lost both games, but then came back and then Morehead State got them in overtime, but the big kid didn't play.
This number is
6'11" guy.
The number on Stanford has completely flipped. The no was actually a pretty good plus money for a long time while they had their struggles. Now the yes is plus 155 for Stanford to make it. And Duke to make the tournament, the yes is 3-1. And I believe Lenardi has them, what, one of the next four out or first four out today? The yes is 3-1, no is minus 420. I still think if Duke wins a couple games in the ACC tournament, they might get the nod.
Need a price check because we got an email during the break. We need a price check on Tibbs to win Coach of the Year. Guy said it's 30-1. He saw. How can Tibbs be 30-1 to win Coach of the Year? I was on Bet Rivers yesterday. I didn't even see him. The first three guys, it was Quinn Snyder, Doc, and then Monty Williams. They were the four seed going into that Spurs game. They lost. How can Tibbs be that high? The Knicks have been awful for so long. They're going crazy in New York. There's hope. They're playing. They're doing MVP chants when Randall welcomes the crowd back. It's a feel-good story. If the Knicks make the playoffs, how can that guy be 30-1?
Well, the difficult thing is finding books that'll actually post Coach of the Year.
Sure,
you said Bet Rivers had him yesterday.
No, they had it, but I didn't see Tibbs.
Yeah,
they only had a couple guys listed.
The kind of the, not the oddball ones, but the ones that are non-MVP. The rookie of the year is still widely available. Defensive player, sixth man and most improved, but coach of the year.
I love that Bet Rivers has comeback player of the year. Most improved, sixth man of the year. They have all that stuff up.
Yeah. I love what Circa did here during the NFL season. Every week, beautiful, like clockwork, they would repost MVP, rookie of the year, coach of the year odds, and they never changed their game plan. They did it every single week throughout the entire season. I hope they continue, do that again next year. But some book here in Las Vegas should be doing this with the NBA as well, offering all this stuff. I think BetMGM, they offer quite a few things, but I haven't seen Coach of the Year over at BetMGM in a while.
And we went shopping earlier, too. The Capitals are plus 650 at BetMGM to win the division. They're tied for first. They play the Bruins tonight. And somehow, I did a triple check. The Capitals are 18-3 in the last 21 against Boston. And the Bruins come in on a bit of a funk.
That's pretty bonkers.
Although they beat the Rangers, yep. And I say come right back with the Leafs. They're playing great hockey. And we're going to run away with that division, especially if they win tonight. Or threatening to run away with that division in the North. 36 points, a game in hand over Edmonton, who has 28. And 17, 4-2 overall, number one in power play goals. And 4-2 head-to-head so far against Edmonton. And Edmonton has been shut out in the last two meetings. It doesn't matter who's been in goal. Hutchinson. I mean, great job here by the Leafs.
Make the number tomorrow on that division if the Leafs win the game tonight.
Oh.
Minus $5? Or is that too big of an overreaction?
That should be $4 right now, as far as I'm concerned. As many games that they played, and they're much better than Winnipeg.
I would agree with that.
And follow the Knights, what they do in goal tonight. You got to bet the Wild if it's going to be Dansk, the third string goalie. Because Dansk is going to play here soon, they announced, whether it's today or Friday, but Dansk will get in there. And that's probably an over if they play San Jose and he's in there on Friday. I think that's who they match up with.
As a guy who famously played that position for a long, long time at a super high level.
Sure.
How many games do you think it's okay for one goalie to play consecutively before they need a night off? Not including back-to-backs.
Well,
assuming there's a night off, I mean.
But his age, it's very important. Then you just got to take one for the team and put the other guy in there. But he needs some time off. Gallant was huge on that. And that's a philosophy there, too.
Oh, for sure.
Gallant was all about giving him rest.
Yep.
And DeBoer is more of in Leonard's corner. New coach is like, I'm not married to this guy. And I like Leonard, but then there's some issues going on there. Colorado, I think they bounced back against San Jose. But again, I know the 215 is crazy on the road. $1.40 in regulation. 9 straight unders first period, Colorado. 8 straight for the Penguins. Did it again yesterday. 8 straight first period unders for the Penguins. Mm-hmm. And the gift that keeps on giving, Dallas, 15-2 under running the first period. All that going on with hockey. And a strange card. A short card, but a 7, a 7, a 7:30, and a 6:30 puck drop in 4 of the games.
Yeah. And a full college basketball schedule starting in an hour with St. Joe's going out with LaSalle. So that's good. College basketball basically for 14 and a half hours today. Because we have a game starting at 8:30 Pacific time as well. That's great. If it's anything like yesterday, it's going to be, I'll have to have a cigarette tonight before I go to bed.
Nope.
And I don't smoke.
Also, you can dream. You got a sweat here. The first place Phoenix Suns.
I know it, right?
The first place Phoenix Suns. It'd be nice to go into the second half with the lead in the division.
Holding 16. Would be nice to have the Lakers lose again tonight.
Yeah, no LeBron. Could happen. Good fun.